Indiana and Harrison County. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m., Coffee Break with Doug Miller. Tune in. Thank you for tuning in on WCYN's free mobile app or online at WCYN.com. WCYN only streams talk shows, news, and local sporting events. We are not permitted to stream Major League Baseball or copyrighted song performances. If you are attempting to listen to one of our talk programs or Harrison County sports, please stand by.
It's Friday, April 19th, and you're tuning in to Coffee Break here on WCYN's 1400 AM and 101.3 FM. Today's show is being brought to you by Cockrell's Auto Center, Eastside Pharmacy, Hinton Mills, Van Hook Hardware, Whalen & Company, E.D. Bullard Company, Flower Depot, Woodhead Funeral Home, Sorrel Home Medical, and Ewald's Grocery. Now let's say good morning to our host. It's Doug Miller.
Now, how about that? Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to Coffee Break. It's that time again. Friday already, April the 19th. Hard to believe. About 60 degrees out there right now. And, what are we going to have weather-wise today, Reed? You got a handle on that yet?
I've got a handle on turning your mic up. So
I can't do
three things at once, Doug.
You know, you've got a switch in there where you can turn a lawyer off, and that's always handy.
There's three switches, actually.
Three. Does it take three?
I forgot one of them.
It takes three to turn a lawyer off, folks. One thing I heard on the news this morning, I don't know what news I heard it on. I'll ask the Canup Law text line to confirm this if anybody knows. 855-650-4851, of course, is that number. But I understand that Reed Shepard has now determined to go pro. Yeah.
I mean, as you know, Doug, I'm not a sports guy, but I did see that on the Facebook.
Yeah, well, so, you know.
Weather, yeah, looks
like. Follow the money, Reed. Follow the money. Yes, go ahead.
Looks like we're, maybe high, 67, something like that. Cloudy most of the day. Might clear up around 4 p.m. ish and become sunny for a little while. So
my understanding overall is that, and we always hesitate to do anything long term with weather because it changes by the minute, but we've had a couple of very warm days. I think it's going to cool off here for a few days, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, as of right now, we have a high of 67 today, 60 tomorrow, 56 on Sunday. So
there you go.
So nothing out of the 60s. Based on the 7-day forecast.
There you go. All righty. Anything else, Trent, before I get to our wonderful guest this morning?
Well, I will remind you.
I just called you Trent. I'll do that 1,000 times we're done here.
Yeah. That's okay. You've been, and he was here yesterday, so you know.
Well, it was confusing.
Still
yes,
floating around.
The aura is still here. Yes. All righty. On Coffee Break this morning, well, I'll just describe her as a wonderful woman. Miss Bruce Florence is here with us this morning. Good morning, Miss Florence.
Hi there. How are you today?
I'm doing just fine. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm just fine.
Well, that's good.
I haven't been out real early in the morning for a while. Mm-hmm. I'm out of the routine. Yeah. And I didn't realize how much traffic there is. You know, I left in plenty of time so that I could sit in the car and wait for you to get here and all mm-hmm. that. Well, I ran into two trucks that couldn't make the turn.
Yeah.
And had to back up.
Oh, on Pike Street. I saw that. Yeah.
And then there was another one earlier, higher up, up on Pike Street. So, and it took a long time to get out of my street onto Pike Street. So I found out, you know, I'm usually at home listening. I'm not out in the road. Out in the car trying to get here.
Well, so. I'm glad I've orchestrated a means to get you out of the roost earlier now, you know.
Well, you sure did.
Get you going. I think that to obtain a commercial driver's license, they ought to have to be able to make a turn from Maine onto Pike in Cynthiana. If they can do that, they can drive a truck.
I really felt sorry for him. At the same time, I was terrified he was going to squash me.
Yeah. When you see him coming your way, and then you want to hit reverse, and you look, and there's nobody, and there's somebody behind you.
Yeah, that's right.
And you're, okay, I'm trapped.
That's right.
Nowhere to go. And sometimes you just have to let everybody back up a little bit.
I didn't realize that the car behind me had done that, backed up, and gave me the space. And so finally the truck just stopped, and he looked down at me like, you know, with his glare.
Like it's your fault.
And then he took his thumb and just pointed up like, you know, jump out of the car. And so I looked behind me, and the car had backed. The car behind me had backed enough so that I could back so he could get in.
Well, he pointed up because that's the only direction you could go. So maybe this woman can make the car fly. I don't know, get her out of the way.
Anyway, it was a trip, I'll say that.
I bet it was interesting. You know, in our memory, there was a day when you had parking on both sides of Pike Street.
Yes.
I don't know how you got a truck down through there.
I don't think you could.
And I've had younger people ask me, well, how did you get down through there when they had parking? And we did. And cars were bigger then, too.
Yes, they were.
So I don't know.
Especially longer.
Yes, but a lot longer. Wings and bings and everything on them. Well, it's a delight to have you here, and thank you for coming in. I know I didn't give you much notice this time. But, you know, one thing that we've talked about quite a bit is our local artist laureate, if I could call him that. We lost Herbie Moore. I used to call him the artist laureate, but now that Herbie's passed away, God bless him, we have Wiley Cottle.
We do, and he is on his way to being really famous.
Well, I tell people that the Derby poster and work
that
he's, it will be all over the world.
Yes.
It will be in kitchens in Japan.
That's right.
And, you know, the iconic thing about his work, and I really think that what captured the eyes of the Derby folks was what I call the Wiley Cottle Rose. Now, you have an interesting story, because I was thinking one day, and I meant to ask him this. He did a show with us, and I know he had a signing down at the Main Cup Saturday.
Yes, he did, and it was a huge turnout.
Yes, yes. Well, I was going to ask him this, but, you know, the rose that he does, you know, where did that come from? When was the first time it was used and all that? You have a very, very personal...
a very personal story.
Yes, well, let's hear that, yeah.
All right, my daughter had a store, 109. It was on...
Walnut Street, yeah.
No.
You're talking about, yeah.
Yeah, the little store. Mm-hmm. And anyway, Walnut.
Yeah.
A Walnut.
Yeah.
And she had this brick wall, this one side of that store was a blank brick wall.
Mm-hmm.
And she knew that he did beautiful murals. And so after we had a Derby winner that had been right here in Cynthiana.
Authentic.
Authentic. Mm-hmm. She put the two things together in her mind, and she decided that she wanted a picture of Authentic on the outside of her store.
Yeah.
So she got hold of Wiley, and they talked about it. And he did some sketches, and he came back and showed them to her. And he said, what if we use this? He said, I've been working on this. And what it was a drawing, a mock-up of the Wiley Rose, and he hadn't used it before, and he had been working on it, but he had not actually put it on a piece of art.
Uh-huh.
And she said, oh, I think that's wonderful. So when he did that mural that's still there, if you want you want to drive by and see it, and you look up and you see the roses, those were the very first ones that he did commercially.
Yeah, so, as you're going down Walnut Street, and everyone listening's probably seen it, but as you're going down Walnut Street, you pass the old post office down toward Pike Street on the right, I called those row houses. Were they technically row houses?
Right there across the street from them. That's now not. They're not there. There was a whole authentic
row houses.
Row houses. Yeah. Most of them have been. They've been torn down now.
Yeah.
But they were here when I moved here.
But the buildings that you're talking about, they're old.
Yeah. Very old.
Very old. Yeah. And the old alley that was there,
yes.
And of course the Elks Club is gone. So you see that wall now.
Yes, you do.
And that's where the mural is.
Yeah, that's where it is.
And that's the first application of the Wiley Cottle Rose.
That's right.
Well, that's
right.
A big deal. You need to make sure that stays there. Somebody does, whoever has that now, right?
We hope so.
Yeah.
We hope so. It will become more and more important, just like our Joby Hall mural. I mean, that's very important to us here in Cynthiana.
So,
So the authentic mural also, you know, needs to be guarded.
Yeah.
These things are fragile. You look at them, you wouldn't think they're fragile, but they are, because they're out in the weather, and the bricks or wall that they're on, concrete or brick, they shale off. Yeah. You know, so you have to watch them.
You know, I've noticed, obviously, I see the Joby Hall mural frequently, and I've noticed there are, you know, a couple of places in it that needs to be. I don't know who you get to touch those up. The fellow that did the Joe B. Hall mural was, when he from South America or something? He was a world famous muralist. Is that a word? Okay.
Yeah.
But no, they add to our town. They really do. Yeah.
I was visiting a friend in Lexington, and she has an apartment at the Hilton, and downtown Hilton. And as I was going in the door there, In a glass window were blue roses. And there's Wiley's roses.
Yeah.
You know,
well, so. And the rose, and you know, most people have seen it by now. And, you know, the thing about Wiley's rose, it's abstract, but it's not. Am I making any sense?
That's right. It's impressionist.
That's what it is. Thank you. It's an impressionist, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go. Wasn't that Van Gogh and that bunch that did the Impressionism, I think? I'm not sure. But that's what it is.
Yes,
it really
that's
is.
That's what it is. And there's a distinctive style to it. And when you see it, you know it's his.
Oh, yeah.
And that's something that's really important when you're trying to get established.
Yeah.
Would be icons and symbols that when people see that, then they immediately think of you.
Yeah.
So we're seeing the very beginning here of the Wiley Rose, and no telling, like you said, where it's going to go.
Oh goodness!
He used this rose when he applied to be the Derby artist, and that's how. I don't know that's how he got the job, but I think that had a lot to do with it.
Yeah.
In that he had something was iconic and immediately recognizable, and so that just added to the mystique of what was going on with the Derby.
You know, one thing I was thinking about, the Derby posters or pictures, whatever, of the Wiley Rose, you know, what he did for the Derby poster, that'll be all over the British, all over England, because, you know, they think they can raise horses over there. They can't raise thoroughbreds like we do, but they're into it. That'll be all over England.
It will. And, of course, the Derby is, as you say, worldwide. I mean, it's not a little thing that we do in Kentucky. It's a great big thing all across the country.
There's a few things in the United States of America that we share with the world or that the world, you know, gleans from us. And one thing is that race they have in Louisville every year.
That's right.
And, you know, we've got the Indy 500 and the Kentucky Derby. You know, of course, the World Series baseball is pretty prevalent around the world, but I don't know how, you know, we've got our Super Bowl. Most people in the world don't know much about American football.
No, they don't. They know about soccer.
They play football with a round ball.
That's right.
But this, you know, the Derby is big, 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 always has been. And, you know, most people, I won't say most people, but around the world, if they hear the name Kentucky, that's what they think of.
Yes, they do. And if you're somewhere else, that's one of the very first things they'll ask you, have you ever been to the Derby?
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Have you ever been to the Derby?
Exactly.
And, yes, I was to the Derby once. It was a wonderful experience, but you only have to do it once.
You know, I used to almost be ashamed of it because when I was in college and law school, and I'm sure you had the same experience, or anywhere else, if we travel somewhere.
Yeah.
Well, where are you? I'm Kentucky. Have you ever been to the Derby? Well, for years, I had to say no, even though I lived, you know. And when I was in law school, I lived a couple of blocks from the track, okay? You know, I used to sell my parking space on Derby Day. That's the truth. And I would say, now, folks, you've got a couple of miles. That's all right. We enjoy the walk. Okay, thank you. And I was embarrassed to say that. Now, I did finally get to go one time. Well, when Dad was in the state Senate. They had a bunch of, you know, they have a special. They didn't give them the tickets. They had to buy them.
They
wouldn't give me anything. But they, you know, kind of, you know, took them around a little bit, escorted them around. And so we went. My girls wanted to go.
Yes.
And, you know.
Sure they did.
So they all got dressed up, and we got to meet Heather French and all that kind of thing.
Oh,
you know, she was there and what have you. And got to go up on Millionaire's Row. Let me tell you something funny.
Yes.
I knew a couple of people that are normal human being type creatures, okay? But they come from rather wealthy well-fixed families, okay? Mm-hmm. So they come down to where we're sitting, and they say, hey, would y'all like to go up on Millionaire's Row? Of course, my girls, oh, yeah, we want to see somebody famous,
sure.
You know? And I'm not going to say any names here, okay?
Okay.
So, and I didn't really, you know, I've seen rich people before, and of course, you knew my dad. You can imagine the curmudgeon that he was about certain things. Well, you all go on, I'm sitting here, you know? So up we go. I'm going, and I think if I remember, there's steps and a doorway you went through. I stuck my head up in there and said, hey, Miller, what are you doing up here? And it was a couple of my buddies that I knew.
How about that?
Yeah, and I said, well, I'm in the wrong place here. But, no, if you've never been to the Derby, it's an experience that you ought to experience at least one time.
Well, if you're a Kentuckian, you know, it's kind of in your blood. You need to do it. But be prepared for it not to look like or feel like what you see on television. It's very different.
It's a
very
lot different.
Very different. And yeah. it's very down to earth. Now, I know they've made some major changes up there since I was there. So,
and since I've been there. Yeah.
So maybe it's prettier. But the time I went, it was kind of run down looking. And I don't think it is now.
Well, I'll tell you a little story about that when we come back. Bruce Florence on Coffee Break this morning. Now, Bruce has experienced a lot and knows a lot, and if you want to share in her knowledge and experience in life, and she continues to experience that, folks, on a day-to-day basis. She may not get up quite as early as she used to.
That's right.
855-650-4851. That be the Knuff Law text line if you have a question or comment for our guest. We'll be right back with you and Bruce right after this.
Recovering from the trauma of a car accident is stressful enough. Finding a good repair shop shouldn't make it worse. Cockroach Auto Center on US 27 South has been at the same location since July 1981. And with 10 technicians, you will get your repair work done right the first time in a timely manner. So take the anxiety of repair off your shoulders and allow Cockroach Auto Center certified technicians to return your vehicle to its original condition. Cockroach Auto Center, locally owned and operated since 1981.
Are you searching for a reliable pharmacy? Eastside Pharmacy is here for you, proudly serving our community as a family-owned and operated Health Mart pharmacy since 1974. At Eastside Pharmacy, your health is our priority. Our friendly and knowledgeable team of pharmacists is dedicated to providing personalized care and exceptional service to each and every customer. Need a prescription filled? Count on us for fast and efficient service. We offer convenient online prescription refills and hassle-free transfers from other pharmacies. We're here to make your life easier. As a Health Mart pharmacy, we bring you a wide range of high-quality products. From prescription medications to over-the-counter remedies and health and wellness essentials, we've got you covered. So whether you need a prescription-filled health advice or a friendly smile, Eastside Pharmacy is here for you. We're proud to serve you.
When you purchase seed for your hay and pasture fields, the lowest priced option isn't always the best choice. The Hinton Mills team encourages you to look at multi-year yield data, not just price, when selecting seed. Premium hay and pasture seeds can often lead to far more profits versus common varieties. For over a century, our team and family have worked hard to provide your team and family with trusted products, advice, and service. We appreciate you continuing to come to us for thoughtful, experienced guidance about the right plan for your unique farming operation. Hinton Mills, serving farmers since 1918.
Van Hook Hardware on Pike Street has a large selection of hardware items. Van Hooks is your UPS service center. Ship UPS free with UPS drop-off. Like Van Hook Hardware on Facebook for the latest updates.
Check out these bargains of the month while supplies last or until the end of the month. 5,000 square foot of weed and feed from Green Thumb, $17.99. A 16-pack of AAA or AA Duracell batteries, $14.99. 2 cubic feet of Miracle Grow potting mix, $9.99 after mail-in rebate. An extra large zero gravity chair, $49.99. 3x50 feet black landscape fabric, $5.99. A 50-foot zero G garden hose, $35.99. 5.5 pounds of garden weed preventer, $13.99. And a 10-pattern hose nozzle, $7.99. Those bargains and a whole lot more at Van Hook Hardware in downtown Cynthiana.
If you have a comment or a suggestion for an upcoming Coffee Break program, call 234-1400 or send us a message at the Coffee Break page on our website at WCYN.com.
The one, the only, Bruce Florence, our guest on Coffee Break this morning, and it's always wonderful to have her around. Again, if you have any questions or comments, 855-650-4851, and we encourage that because this is a show where the guest says, what are we going to talk about? And I say, well, something will happen. You know, we took off on the Derby, but you had a good Derby story, and then I had one about the track. Did you have somebody that...
My brother-in-law helped train a Derby winner, Cowie King.
Really? And what, 66, 70?
I don't do numbers.
Oh, okay. All right. So, that's in the 60s, I think.
Anyway, yeah. It's way back there.
Yeah.
He was a brother-in-law that got along well with my parents. You know, all brother-in-laws do that, but he liked my parents.
Yeah.
And he invited them to come, and they sat on Millionaire's Row. Because, of course, he had, tickets.
Yeah.
You know, he could get them in there.
Yeah.
And so they got to sit in Millionaire's Row and watch their son-in-law's horse win the Derby.
Did they get to go to the winner's circle?
Oh no, they didn't go. They didn't do that.
But he was there though.
Well, yes, he was there, and
that's big.
And my sister, she was there. They had a big. It was a big exciting time in our family.
Somebody text me in and tell me what year Cowie King won the Derby. I'm guessing 66, somewhere in there, but I don't know for sure. So maybe somebody will fact check us on that. You were talking about the condition of the track and the grandstand.
Yes. Back then, when you saw it on television, you didn't see it as shabby. I mean, it didn't look shabby on television, but it was worn it was kind of worn out, and I was surprised. I thought it would be all glamorous and lovely and beautiful and painted, and it wasn't.
Well,
I think it might be now, but I haven't been back.
Well, the main grandstand where the twin spires are, that's old.
Yes,
yeah.
It is.
And it's constructed, and, well, I'm sure they've remodeled it and revised it through the years, but I don't even know when it was built, but it's old. And now they've got everything around it. The twin spires almost seem small now compared to everything they have around it. But interesting story about that. When I was in law school, I lived on 3rd Street, right, relatively close to the track, okay? And the very last day that I lived in Louisville, I wasn't living there at the time. By this time, I'm already married to Susie, okay? And we're living out in Brownsboro Road in Indian Hills. What's that little movie star from Louisville that's big now? She grew up in that subdivision. Now, not when we were there. She was born after we moved out.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Yeah. The Hunger Games girl.
Yeah, yeah.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah, Jennifer Lawrence. And I think she grew up in Indian Hills subdivision. And it wasn't rich or poor. It was in, middle class area. Right there across from the cemetery where Zachary Taylor's buried. I think Ali and his buried. Anyway, so we lived there. We had already moved out of the house. The trucks were loaded. Susie had one last day at work. She worked for a dentist in the Starks building downtown. And here I am, nowhere to sit down. So I said, well, I think I'll just take a stroll up through old UofL campus and up through there. And so I drove up through there. I ended up at Churchill Downs. Now, I had been there before, not for the Derby yet, but a lot of the law students loved to go up there, okay? And they dragged me up there. They were into the horses and the ponies, and I didn't know. Anyway, so I drive up to church. Nothing's going on. I park, I walk in, and I don't know how I did this. I hope it's not trespassing. If it is, it's a misdemeanor. The statute's run, so I can tell this now. I walk in, and there's a gate open. I walk right out on the track.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
And I noticed the same thing you did. And now we're talking about 1978, okay? Mm-hmm. It was a little bit, you could tell the wear on the place when nobody's there, okay?
That's right.
And I don't know, it's a wonder they didn't call the cops. I walked around the track on the rail. It took a while, by the way. It's a big track.
Yes.
But I just kind of walked around, took it all in. I said, well, this is what the jockeys see.
That's
you know,
right.
Except there's 100,000 or 200,000 people there. And that until the day I went to the Derby, that's the last time I was there.
Yes.
And I don't know. I think we went to the Derby. It was the year of Fusiachi, Pegasus won.
Pegasus.
Yeah. In any event, let's talk about something else.
Okay. All right. Now, we'll change the subject.
People that know Bruce Florence will certainly have an appreciation for her experience, her intellect. This is a sharp cookie, folks. Okay. Now, the reason I'm telling you this is to warn you that even if you're a sharp cookie, when you get out into the world, as Bruce has after her various careers have ended,
watch out. That's right.
Watch out.
Watch out.
They'll scam you.
Yes,
and
they will.
Bruce got scammed. And the reason I say that, Bruce, is that a lot of people that know you say, if she got scammed, it can happen to me.
It can happen to anyone. But I will tell you right now, in our listening audience, there's a group of you that are particularly vulnerable. And it has to do with birthday candles. And
Birthday candles.
How many of those you've had on your cake?
Yeah.
Once you pass your normal retirement age, like 62 or 65, and you leave the workforce, and so you are retired, you are a sitting duck. And another thing that makes you a sitting duck is if you lose your spouse. Immediately, when you lose your spouse, the word goes out across this country, not across this county, but across this country, that there sits a widow or widower, and you are right then a target. I didn't know any of this.
And you were telling me in your professional life, excuse me, you were insulated quite a bit.
That's right.
Yeah.
I was.
Yeah.
I was. I had an IT guy. In fact, I've still got him. He's so good to me, even though I'm not working.
I want
there.
His number after the show. Go ahead.
but anyway, I was insulated. I had someone help me if I had computer problems, and if I was trying to work out, let's say, a donor program. You know, I had people around me, and we'd have a meeting, and we'd talk about things. So I wasn't really exposed to the other side of the world.
Yeah.
So as it turned out, this was just one of those rare coincidences. I lost my husband and became a widow. And I retired the same week.
Yeah. What a life change. Yeah.
Yes. So you talk about my name went up in neon lights all across. And every scam artist in this country knew here is another pigeon.
Yeah.
Here we go. And immediately I began to get all kinds of phone calls. Some of them were legitimate and some of them were pure scams. I didn't know the difference. But what irritated me was that they all had to do, for instance, I kept getting all of these calls where they wanted me to buy my burial insurance.
Yeah.
You know, well,
yeah.
Right, that I didn't really want to think about that right
yeah.
then.
Yeah.
You know, so, but anyway, so all the folks that are listening to us, if you are recently retired, are recently widowed, or your life situation has changed and you are over 60, watch out.
Yeah.
You are they're after you.
You'd be surprised with all the computer analoging and searching and everything. I'm not surprised that they don't, through obituaries and things, find widows.
That's right.
Or widowers, if you will.
That's right.
And hit them. And you know, the thing about it is, I've not had to experience this, thank God, yet you have. But when you lose a spouse, a lot of people, it does put you in a period where you are, I don't know, emotionally or cognitively weak for a while.
Yes, you are. You're foggy. Your brain is foggy.
And that's where you can get nailed.
That's right. And yeah. And it's very, very easy for it to happen.
Yeah.
Well, I managed not to lose the farm during that time, and although I did get caught up in a few things, but I did manage to get through that. But now we've got a whole new crop
yeah.
of things that and it has to do with AI, and it has to do with, of course, computer savvy.
Yeah.
And I just ran into one that caught me.
Let's hold on to that. Can you hold that thought?
Mm-hmm.
I hope you can remember it, because I probably won't.
I'll remember.
You know, you were talking about the birthday candles a moment ago. Made me think. You know, I just had my 70th birthday.
Oh, my.
It was a week ago. It was April the 8th.
You're just a kid.
Well, I was thinking about, you know, you were talking about birthday candles on a cake. You know, you remember George Burns, of course, Burns
yes.
and Allen. Well, George lived to be very, very old.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember a quote from him. They asked him, well, George, you're having a birthday. How many candles on the cake? He said, just set the damn thing on fire. That's kind of the way I felt. Bruce Florence on Coffee Break. It's halftime. She'll remember the thought. We're talking about, hey, how you can get hurt and scammed, folks. Yeah, they know when you're weakest. We'll talk more with Bruce about that. And anything you want to talk to Bruce about, hey, let us know. 855-650-4851. The Knuff Law text line is wide open. We'll be right back with halftime on Coffee Break right after this.
Sell your house, they'll sell your farm and help you buy one too. Don't you see they've been around since 1953? They'll insure your house, they'll insure your farm and all your properties. Oh yeah, don't you see it's Whalen and Company. It's Whalen and Company.
Whalen & Company has a great opportunity to own a small farm sitting on 38 acres, located at 815 Shaw Lane in Cynthiana. This property offers a pastures, woods, and has access to Indian Creek. For more information, phone Isaac Whalen at 859-588-0003. That's Whalen & Company, 859-234-5454.
Are you looking to advance your career? Consider matching your expertise with one of the many career opportunities at Bullard. Bullard is a worldwide manufacturer and distributor of personal protective equipment, including hard hats, fire helmets, thermal imaging, and respiratory equipment. Internationally known as the inventor of the hard hat, Bullard is a fifth-generation family-owned company with headquarters right here in Cynthiana, Kentucky. If you're ready to unleash your potential, join our efforts in making the world a safer place, then join our team at Bullard, where we put the personal in personal protective equipment. Explore our career opportunities at www.bullard.com/careers.
Woof woof, arf arf. Honey, can I stop barking and come out of the doghouse now?
Not until you remember what day it is today.
Thursday?
Keep barking. Woof, maybe woof. Next time he'll remember arf, to go to Flower Depot. He could have gotten a fresh bouquet or something from their wonderful selection of country primitive items like Willow Tree Collectibles.
Woof, woof.
Flower Depot has gifts for every occasion.
Arf, arf.
And they're an exclusive dealer of Camille Beckman.
Oh, is it garbage day?
Keep barking.
Woof, arf.
Flower Depot helps you stay out of the doghouse on Main Street in Cynthiana. Online at flowerdepotfloral.com.
Bark.
If you have a comment or a suggestion for an upcoming Coffee Break program, call 234-1400 or send us a message at the Coffee Break page on our website at WCYN.com.
And you're back with us on Coffee Break. I can't wait to get back to talking with Bruce Florence, and I know you're the same. But first, we got to do our halftime festivities here. City Buzz Magazine time is 8:32 a.m., and if you haven't picked up the City Buzz Magazine, you heard us talking earlier about Wally Cottle's work. Well, it's featured right there on the front of the City Buzz magazine. Spring cleanup days, well, they're already underway. Started April 17th. It runs through this Sunday, folks, April 21st. Hey, a great opportunity to clean up a little bit for spring. The county will offer free dumping. Now, no tires or household garbage. This is at the County Road Barn out there on Connersville Pike from 7:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. Through Sunday, and this is in conjunction with the Harrison County Conservation District. Now, let's keep the place clean, okay? Hey, if you take out, you can take two white items, as they call it, and this is generally larger appliances, refrigerators, dishwashers, washers, dryers, that sort of thing, water heaters. They will give you, you can only take two, but they'll give you $10 a throw just for bringing them out there and getting them out of the public's way. Want to remind you about the Women's Health Seminar. That's at the Harrison County Extension Office Monday, April 22nd. Doors open at 5:30. The speakers begin at 5:45. I think Molly and some of them were talking about that on one of the, maybe on Coffee Break one day. A lot of great information there. You can hear from Dr. Ashley Blake, an obstetrician. Kelly May will be there, who's an Extension Associate for Family and Consumer Services with UK. And the one, the only, You know, Bruce, you know a lady named Jenny Lynn Varner. You know anything about her?
I know her.
She's worth listening to, isn't she, I think, right? She'll be there, too.
Yes,
yeah,
yes,
okay.
She,
yeah, all kidding
smart,
aside. Yeah.
She's very smart.
Yes, she is, indeed. Okay, our deal of the week item this week has been on the auction block all week long from Amerson Farms, the place for case knives, that is. It is, in fact, a case peach seed jig amber bone mini trapper knife. $74 is what it would cost you retail. High bid now. Reed has just advised me that the high bid is $40. Here's what you do. Go to WCYN.com, click on Deal of the Week. You'll see the knife and all the specifications. And remember, Ed's going to sell it today at about 5 or 10 till 10 on the Trading Post show. Get your bid in on the Knupp Law text line, 855-650-4851, or call us, 859-234-1400, and get the bid in. And now, back to Bruce. Did you remember the thought?
We were talking about scams. I remember the thought. I did. I remember the thought because this is very important. It's new. I can't tell you how new it is, but this hasn't been around for a long time. And what it plays on is your trust. And Doug and I were talking earlier that's one of the reasons why we get scammed so often is because we have a highly developed sense of trust, especially we live in a small town. We live in a community that takes care of each other. We have been brought up in an environment of trust. So trust is natural to us. However, crooks have figured this one out too. So if you see a name and you immediately know if you trust that name, for instance, Best Buy. I've bought things at Best Buy, and they've been very helpful with technical things that I didn't know. So I trust that company. It's a big, important company in this country. Another one is Geek Squad. I mean, I know that's just filled with smart kids who know a whole lot about computers.
Yeah.
And another one is Lowe's. I mean, when I want to repair something, I go to Lowe's and someone there will help me. I trust them to tell me what product I need. If I need glue, they're not going to tell me to get paint.
Right.
You know, I trust them.
Yeah.
Well, what's happening with this new scam is that you'll be sitting at your computer, and mostly this comes through your email, and it will say your next installment of payment is due in 2 days at Best Buy, and it'll give you the figure. You bought something, and let's say for just conversation, it cost $1,000. Well, you did, and you have only paid the down payment. And so this email tells you that Best Buy is telling you that that it's time for your next payment. Well, first of all, you didn't buy anything.
You didn't buy the swing set.
You didn't buy it. Yeah. You certainly didn't. You didn't put a down payment on it, and in this, it gives you a telephone number if you have questions, and there you're caught. And I got caught. And
so you called the number.
I called the number because I wanted to say I didn't buy this. Cancel this.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't get a chance to. I mean, I'm not going to go through because we don't have time.
But when you called the number, boom, you were in the pot.
Yeah, I was trapped.
Well, I'm hoping that you were able to extricate yourself from that without, you know.
Because I went to my bank.
Good.
No, I got real. Well, there were all, you know, I was going to get the money back. They couldn't just cancel it. They were going to send me the money back.
Yeah.
But they couldn't send it to my mail. You know, they wanted to send it to my bank.
Yeah.
And so they wanted, and when they said they wanted the tracking numbers in my bank account, little bells went off in the back of my head, and I said, yeah, I'll call you back. And I went to the bank and found out it is a scam. And I've run into another one. I did not open this one. I just immediately canceled it. And it was from Lowe's.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, hey, folks, don't trust the Internet, period.
Well, that's right. I mean, and if you're told that you owe something, or do you want to buy another one of what it looks like you bought, and you didn't buy it, cancel it out.
And watch calling a number.
Yes, don't call anybody.
You know, we timely, we have a text here Well, one thing before I get to the text, it's kind of on this subject. One thing that I would tell people, and you asked me about, you know, I'll put on my professional hat now as Commonwealth's attorney if we have this. The problem we have with this, yeah, we get complaints, and I'm sure our local law enforcement agencies get it more than us. Normally, we refer them to law enforcement because, as you know, Ms. Florence, they have to put the cases together and do the investigation and bring it to us. But you'll get calls for different things, and the problem that law enforcement has and prosecutors is that a lot of these calls come off the coast somewhere from, you know, another country, another place, and, you know, you jurisdictionally and as a practical matter, it's hard to enforce that and protect people from it. But one call that a lot of people are getting, a type of call, is this. We have your brother's daughter in jail in Florida. She's been down here on spring break, and she's in jail, and she's crying and all this. We need $5,000 to get her out or whatever. Folks, never bite on that. If they're really in jail, they'll be okay till you get there, okay? But make sure, you know, and when I say make sure, I go to the jail and eyeball them, okay? or, you know, if it's in Kentucky, you can call the circuit clerk's office and find out if somebody's got a warrant out for them if they're in jail, or you can call the jail. Ask for booking and say, if you got so-and-so there, give them the date of birth, make sure. But whatever you do, do not try to help out somebody with bond or bail money over the phone if they call you. And, you know, I've even heard of cases where they put somebody on the phone not knowing, you know, and they'll think it's the person.
That's right, and that happened to me.
And they'll be using AI for that kind of thing pretty soon.
Yeah, that happened to me. I have three grandsons, and I had one, a kid was on the line. It sounded like a kid, and said, and even knew the little catchphrase that kids call me. You know, and he used that name, and he said, "I really need your help." Well, I knew it was not my grandson. And besides that, you know, I would have said, if I thought it was him, give me your phone number, I'll call you back.
I have heard tell, and I know that's how we say it in the hills, but we've heard told. I've heard told that these outfits will get on and somehow monitor Facebook accounts. And what you just said reminded me of this. They'll find out that, you know, Miss Sue Jones on the Facebook, all her kids are calling her Mommy or Meemaw or something.
Or Sudie.
Or Sue, yeah, that's, yeah. And they'll get into that, hey, Meemaw or whatever, and they'll think. So, hey, folks, we have a text here, and this is another area. Thank you, Textor, for orienting us to this. Textor says, another thing that keeps coming is someone wanting to buy your property.
That's right.
Yeah.
There's a lot of those.
Yeah. And I'll just say this, watch all these financial schemes. I'm not saying they're all bad, and they may be right for you in a given circumstance, but before you get into reverse mortgages or doing financial things over the phone, talk to somebody.
Yes.
Talk to your lawyer, your accountant, or somebody that knows what you're doing there, because it's still a mortgage. And when you draw the money out, that's when the interest starts.
That's right. And you need to know. You need to know everything about it. You need to know
everything.
Everything.
Yes.
How often do you have to pay the interest? When is the principal due? What claims do they have on your property if you miss a payment?
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many ways that could. And the thing that we forget about, Doug, is that these people are professionals.
Oh yeah.
And
they're grifters.
Thousands and thousands and thousands of them.
And the computer gets them in your door so much easier.
Oh, yes, they do. Yeah. They do. They're right there. When you open your email, there could be four things on there that are not legitimate.
Yeah.
And you don't, there's no warning for you. So you have to be really, really careful.
You know, the con artists and grifters of the day, you know, the famous movie The Sting and things like that. There've always been grifters and con artists out there, but they don't have to work near as hard as they used to.
No, it's much easier. And AI is going to make it even easier.
That's scary.
And
to me.
some of our folks, I think I hear the music. I think we need to break.
Can you hold another thought?
Yes.
mine like a steel trap, folks. You know, I keep, you know, I used to be hesitant to say, you know, talking about something like scammers or something. You know, they attack and feed and prey on old people, and I used to hate to say old people, but now I don't mind saying it because I'm one of them.
We're a great fraternity.
Great fraternity that I've joined.
That's right.
Old's not too bad, though.
No. Is alive.
You do realize that you wake up every now and then and know a lot of stuff you never knew before. Experience is a great teacher. But then you find out, well, heck, I'm too old to do anything with it now.
Well, you can tell others.
That's life, folks. But as soon as you know how to do anything, as soon as you know a little something, you're too old to do it, right?
Yeah.
Coffee Break Quarter Four with Bruce Florence and you after this.
I'm talking with Mary from Woodhead Funeral Home in Barrie. We want the best for our families, but we want the best value. How can you help?
We offer a unique variety of personalized, affordable services, including specially priced funerals starting at $45.85. These include a same-day visitation and service at either of our funeral homes, a cemetery chapel, your church, or the location you choose.
For more information, call Mary at 234-5232.
He's bound to die.
Josh Sorrell wants to keep you moving. He figures that if you're moving, you won't rust out. Sorrell Home Medical has many items to aid mobility. Straight canes, quad canes, walkers, rollators, BMWs, wheelchairs, and more. Josh believes that if you can keep moving, you can get her done. Come on into our showroom and check us out. Tell Josh you heard about him on WCYN. Sorrell Home Medical on West Pleasant Street next to the Dollar Store in Cynthia.
Come and listen to my story about the boys named Clough. They grew up fast, they grew up tough. Then one day Harm said to his heirs, it's time to take over the little store at Lair. Ewald's Grocery, that is. Carhartt coats, pocket tees. Well, the next thing you know, there's clothes everywhere. The kinfolk said, sell boots, we'll buy a pair. Ewalt's for all the family, cause they loaded up the store with everything you need. Clothing, that is. Carhartt, Mossy Oak. For the best selection of Carhartt clothes, there is no doubt. It's Ewalt's Grocery on 27 South. Just past the fairground at the bottom of the hill. Tell them I sent you and get a good deal. Well, now it's time to say goodbye to the boys out at Lair. They'd like to thank you folks for kindly shopping there. You're all invited back at any time you know, just to hear them say, have a good one, bro. Ewalt's, set a spell, try some boots on. Y'all come back now, you hear?
Ewalt's Grocery at Lair Station has the biggest names in footwear. Carhartt, Georgia, Muck, Timberland, John Deere, and Irish Setter.
If you have a comment or a suggestion for an upcoming Coffee Break program, call 234-1400 or send us a message at the Coffee Break page on our website at WCYN.com.
And you're back with us for the fourth quarter, the last quarter of Coffee Break for this week, folks, since it's Friday. And what better way to end the week than to give you a good, healthy dose of Bruce Florence, ladies and gentlemen. That's what we provided this morning. And Bruce, of course, now you were holding a thought there, Bruce, on scamming. There's a couple of things I want to ask you about, but finish your thought there. I'm sorry.
Well, were saying that AI is making it even even trickier and harder to get to the bottom of it. And if you know someone or if you take the AARP bulletin, it's a handy little magazine that gives you lots of information that you might need. If you can get your hands on one, this most recent one, it is filled with lots and lots of good information about how to avoid fraud and what fraudulent things can happen. There was a young man who had a very good job, and he was, let's say it was a CFO. But anyway, he was called into a Zoom meeting with his board of directors. And he saw the board of directors. He saw the people in this Zoom meeting, and they saw him. And they told him to send $37 million to this one particular place. And this was his board of directors. He worked for them, and he did what they said.
Oh, my
goodness.
And
they were all...
It was all fake.
Fake. It was all fake.
Good grief.
and you know, so yeah. that's how professional they are. Yeah. And we have to be really, really canny about it. It used to be you could get your computer stolen away from you, and it was something called a blue screen. And if you got a blue screen, you were in trouble. And I got blue screened one time. You know, if it's happened, if it can happen to me. And I called my IT guy at the college, and he came running. And he took my entire computer. He kept it all weekend, and he worked way, way too long and too hard, but he did get it taken care of. I did call the police on that, and they told me exactly the kinds of things that you said. There's not a whole lot you can do locally. No. This was coming from India.
Yeah, yeah.
India.
A lot of it's overseas, off the coast and outside of our jurisdictions and ability to do anything about it. I say us, I'm talking about the federal government, too, in many cases. Yeah. But now, nevertheless, folks, if you feel like there's a potential scam or something, or you feel like you have been scammed, you let law enforcement know anyway, okay? I mean, I don't want to sound like it's an exercise in futility. Let them know anyway, because each day they're coming up and trying to develop different ways and methodologies to catch up with this stuff. The problem is, as you said, Bruce, these cats that are doing this are sharp cookies.
Yes, they are.
And they stay one step ahead somehow, some way. Okay, going to change the subject here just a little bit. And by the way, you didn't come in here without a poem today, did you?
No,
I got a poem. Because you always ended up the show with a poem. That's traditional. We're going to
do
that.
Yes, it is.
But before we get to that, I know that you have, as do I, a great interest in the health and integrity of the Next Chapter bookstore.
I do.
Yeah,
I do.
And I know you want to talk about that a little bit, so go ahead. There's the mayor there if you need any information.
Hi, Mayor. Our wonderful mayor who works so hard.
Yes, he does.
He really works hard, you know. Some people do a mayor's job by having a desk, and they put their feet on the desk and they lean back, you know, and
they cut ribbons
and
which
and,
he does a lot of that
and they go to lunch, you know, and they look important, but ours, you can see him doing anything, you know, and he's working hard. So we're lucky to have him. But let's see, what did you steer me on?
The bookstore.
Well, for one thing, you know, it makes our little community look really neat
and literate
to have a bookstore.
Yeah.
And we can't keep a bookstore. Bookstores are having a really hard time across this country, not just in Kentucky. Everywhere, bookstores are having a hard time because it's easy to buy books online. It is very easy. And so if you want to buy a book, all you have to do is get on Amazon, and unfortunately it is really easy.
That's how Amazon really got started, with selling books.
That's right.
That's first when they first got started, or it got that's all they did.
That's all they did. And what it did was it cut out one of our literary connections. I mean, there's something special about going to a bookstore. And I mean, you don't have to be a genius to love to go to bookstores, because you can find all kinds of fun things for children, for middle-aged folks, for very elderly folks. You name it, it's in there, and they're always pleasant. I have never been in a bookstore where people were unpleasant to me. Yeah. Never, and I've been in a lot of them.
Yeah, but really, it's a nice setting.
Yes, everybody listening to me right now gives away gifts. You do it all the time. You do it for birthdays. You do it for anniversaries. You do it just because you love people, and you do it at Christmas time. So the next time you're going to purchase a gift, think about a book that fits the person you're going to give the gift to, and go see this little bookstore. I have no financial interest in this bookstore at all. I just love it.
And neither do I, but I will support you in that effort. And, you know, In our days of high tech, everybody's reading on the phone, the Kindle, and all that. Folks, the tactile experience of turning a page is special. And they say, well, but it's so much more convenient. How much more convenient can it be for me to turn around, grab a book, and open it up, and boom, I'm there. I don't have to get on a computer and fool with all this electronic stuff. A book is pretty darn convenient.
It is.
Really.
It's a really nice little package.
Really nice little package, and it's right there where you can see it and find it. Okay. Do you have a poem for us? I want to make sure I give you time.
Is it poem time?
Well, we've got about 5 minutes, maybe.
Okay, I want to give. I want to give the folks that I have just. I've just asked the folks that we're talking to think about giving a gift. Then, and I want to give you a title.
Okay.
If you would, way back in my early days, I had access to this college, and we did something at the college.
You're talking about this college on the hill.
This college well, you
know,
on the hill.
It's your fault that it's there. This okay. is your it's your fault.
It's
Go ahead.
Fault.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we had something called a writer's workshop several years.
I remember. Yeah.
And one year, Crystal Wilkinson, bless her heart, she was a wonderful teacher, professor, writer, you name it, and she came. There wasn't any reason for her to come. She just came because I asked her to and because she loves words. But anyway, she did come, and she has a new book out.
Oh,
and it's one that everybody in this community who likes to eat would love. And it's called Praise Song for the Kitchen Ghost.
Okay.
And if you can put a treasure between the binding of a book, this is an absolute treasure. It's filled with wonderful recipes, for one thing, but it's spiced up with the most delightful stories of her family and how these particular recipes came to be and what they mean in her family. So if you want to give a present to someone that they will appreciate and enjoy, it's Crystal Wilkinson's Praise Song for the Kitchen Ghosts, and they will have it at the Next Chapter bookstore.
There you go.
And,
all right.
And now I guess we're to poem time.
Yes.
And I have one about how George Ella Lyon, she's a poet. Lots of people in Harrison County and Cynthia know her. She has been to our school several times. She is a noted poet laureate in Kentucky. And this is a poem that she wrote about how you eat in your family. It's called Family Style. Papa baked a big biscuit in a cast iron skillet every morning. Papa Dave took his breakfast at the Court Cafe. Joe made cornbread with less salt than soda. Ruby considered meatloaf a poor do. Papa liked to saucer thick black coffee. Papa Dave couldn't stand to see mixed up food. Joe made a pan of icing and then ate it. Ruby left her chickens to air dry. Papa expected 3 pies every Saturday lunch. Papa Dave's sawmill cook kept Ruby in berries. Joe beat the devil out of a steak with a saucer's edge. The devil was tough at Ruby's house, too. Papa once for a year drank beer before breakfast. Papa Dave, for his ulcers, ate cakes of yeast. At Thanksgiving feast, Joe served tomato and kraut juice. Ruby's remedy was milk toast and domestic tea. Papa bought hamburgers from the bus station on Sunday evening, and Papa Dave drove us in the Nash for a cone of cream. Joe's recipe for corn, boil the water while you go to the field. Ruby's jam cake still sweetens my days. And you know, if you were listening close, you probably heard somebody in your family.
I did.
That did just that.
If you're under 50 years old, you probably do not know what it means to saucer your coffee. My great-grandfather, Ben Wolf, I saw him do it many times.
That's right.
I've never done it. I don't know why they did it, but they would saucer their coffee.
It cooled it down.
Is that why they did it?
It's cooled it down.
Now
they,
I know.
Then they could start drinking it.
I've always wondered why Ben did that.
Now you know. He didn't want to burn his tongue.
Bruce Florence, it was a delight to have you here. Do not be a stranger to the show. And, as I say, what better way to end a week of Coffee Break than a good heavy dose of Bruce Florence. And thank you so much for sharing with us this morning. That's Coffee Break for the day and the week. As always, folks, hey, what better invitation can I give you than to keep living on the air with us and Cynthiana?
See.
Thank you, Doug, and thank you to our listeners for tuning in with us this morning on Coffee Break. Today's show is being brought to you by Cockrell's Auto Center, Eastside Pharmacy, Hinton Mills, Van Hook Hardware, Whalen & Company, E.D. Bullard Company, Flower Depot, Woodhead Funeral Home, Sorrel Home Medical, and Ewald's Grocery.
The views and opinions expressed during today's show have been those of the guest and host and are not necessarily those of the WCYN staff, management, or advertisers.